The northeastern superstorm arrives in a stormy election season. Millions of people have already voted, and we're 8 days away from Election Day, which is when a good campaign organization gets out its voters. Political pros note that superior organization can add a couple of percentage points to your total, enough to transform an election that's this close. We have reports now on the Get Out the Vote efforts in two battleground states, starting with NPR's Greg Allen in Miami, Florida.
Early voting began this weekend in Florida, and in Miami, it started with singing.
Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made.
The sun was just beginning to come up, and at the county government building in downtown Miami, 100 people were already in line waiting for the polls to open. Nearby choir members from New Birth Baptist Church were singing, and ministers from all over the city were on hand for a rally to help get out the vote. It was part of a Souls to the Polls weekend. Across the state, African American churches worked to get their members out to the polls. In Miami, New Birth Baptist Church senior minister Victor Curry dubbed the effort Operation Lemonade.
They've made it more difficult in America to vote. And instead of becoming bitter and sour and upset, we decided we would become proactive and that we would turn the lemon into lemonade.
Curry's talking about new voting restrictions in Florida. Earlier this year, the state's Republican-led legislature cut back the early voting period from 14 to 8 days, eliminating the last Sunday before the election. In 2008, Democrats in Florida used early voting far more than Republicans. And for African Americans, that final Sunday was especially important. They cast one-third of the total ballots on that last early voting day. At the early voting station in downtown Miami, Karen Dakers and Janet Holmes, who had just cast ballots for President Obama, said they don't think the reduced days for early voting this year will affect the outcome.
No, I don't think so, because I think people is getting out early.
Exactly.
To make sure they get
pumped.
It done.
They ready to get it going.
Yes.
So.
Everybody is excited. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are excited.
Across Florida this weekend, early polling stations were packed. At many locations, people waited in line for 3 or 4 hours to cast votes. For Democrats, it's a good sign. On Saturday, the first day of early voting, nearly 40,000 more Democrats cast ballots than Republicans. At the early polling station in Miami, Dakers and Holmes said they think it's a sign voters are energized.
I think a lot of people here is very excited about Obama. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, when you judge what he has accomplished, you know, people know he stabilized the economy.
Despite the big turnout this weekend, some new polls suggest Democrats may not have the same energy as they did 4 years ago in Florida. At an early voting station in Cutler Bay, south of Miami, Cordelia Gonzalez tried to explain why.
Maybe people thought that he was going to be a miracle worker, and they're not seeing things happen as quickly as they thought they were going to happen. But, you know, we were in dire straits, so it's going to take a while.
Yesterday, African American ministers across the state took the early vote message directly to their congregations. At New Birth Baptist Church in Miami, the guest speaker was activist and minister Al Sharpton. He talked about the civil rights struggle over the right to vote and the Romney agenda, when he said would hurt African Americans.
Everything that we fought for is at stake. So if you don't appreciate the past, you better vote for the present.
President Obama carried Florida 4 years ago. This election, though, most statewide polls show Republican Mitt Romney with a narrow lead. Democrats are hoping they can take advantage of early voting and mobilize enough Obama supporters to prove those polls wrong. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.